Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
One of the top destinations visited over the summer months, Disney World and Disneyland.
That's fun for the whole family, Anna Zapp.
Yep, but before you head to Disney and you pack your luggage or even book your next trip, there are some new updated things that you are not allowed to bring into the park.
Okay.
Obviously, it says you should not bring real guns or weapons of any kind, but also toy guns. Mm-hmm. So if you're like into Han Solo and you want to bring that replica, nope, gotta leave it at home.
The blaster.
Yeah, makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Alcohol. Hard no. They said you can't bring alcohol into the parks. And all I keep thinking about is all the parents that use the strollers.
Yes.
And in the bottom part, they put the little cooler of White Claws in there. So you can sit and have a White Claw. Nope.
I was amazed, actually. I didn't even know that you could bring in food and drink until just a couple of years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. And again, that stroller is definitely like, it's your smuggling thing.
100%.
And I was also amazed at how many bars there were in Disney. Like, I mean, some of the parks, they're like, hey.
It depends on the park.
Yes.
And that's relatively new.
Yeah.
Up until a few years ago, they were dry. So it's all kind of a new thing. Epcot was the only one that had alcohol for a long time.
Well, now Animal Kingdom, all that.
Yeah, they are everywhere. Everywhere you go. Yeah. Vapes, nope. Leave those at home.
Okay.
Selfie sticks. Get out of here with your selfie stick. Nobody wants that anyway.
I feel like that was a decade ago. Oh. Right? You should know.
All right. Horns, whistles, large megaphones, or artificial noisemakers. Leave them at home.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. And first of all, like, why do you need a megaphone at Disney World? What announcement are you making?
I think you would just be obnoxious, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you've got a big group of people, you're trying to keep them conveyed. That's why they carry the flags now.
Yeah. Skateboards, scooters, inline skates, or shoes with built-in wheels. Leave your rollerblades at home. You can't bring them to the park.
I don't want to get hit by you rolling into me, right? And I don't have that peripheral vision. I'm not watching everything around me, so...
Remember when kids were wearing those shoes that were roller skates that had do they still have those?
Yes.
Or did too many kids break their ankles?
I think they still have them. And some of those kids would be amazing on
them.
They're
so fast.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah.
But I can't have that around me at Disney. It's too many distractions.
Disney World, don't bring any fireworks, duh. I mean, honestly, fog machine. Don't bring your fog machine to Disney World.
Sad. So sad. I packed it. For what? Now it's just a wasted space.
Folding chairs are not allowed. And I thought that was interesting because when you're waiting in line for a long time, I can imagine some people being like, let me just bring this folding chair with me so I can have a seat.
So, they have those little tiny pop-up ones too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the size of like one butt cheek.
Yeah.
And so I would imagine that, some people brought those.
What I thought was really interesting though, and if you haven't heard this rule before at Disney, it's always astonishing to me. If you are over the age of 14 at Disney, you are not allowed to wear a costume. So you can't dress like a character if you're over the age of 14. And I always thought that was fascinating because I was like, well, why? Like, there's a lot of adults, like Disney adults, that love to dress up like Cinderella and Belle.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
A lot. But no, and I think because it confuses the kids. Like, if you don't know who's the real Cinderella and who's the fake Cinderella.
Who works here, who doesn't, right? Like, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons that wouldn't be cool.
I belong to a lot of Disney Facebook pages.
Yeah.
And I always see people posting pictures of themselves being like, will I be flagged for this?
Can I get away with this?
And do you know that if you dress too provocatively... they don't let you in either.
I did not know that.
And they will give you shirts to wear. Like, if you wear a shirt that's too skimpy at Disney, they'll flag you at the door and they'll bring you into the store and they'll give you a shirt to wear over your outfit.
Maybe that's a great way for me to get some free merch.
I mean, those t-shirts are like $30.
30?
They're like
45.
Raven rolled in there with a tube top.
Right.
And they were like, we're sorry, sir. We're going to have to cover that up.
It was surprising, though, when they gave me the Cinderella dress.
Yeah, that
was so
weird.
Surprising.
Yeah.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future. Because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.